unless the Lord does different. I have been praying every day for God to give me a message for tonight. And when I got on the plane, I still didn't have a message. And I told the Lord, I said, God, I've sought you for this service tonight. And so I said, well, it's getting close. So I went in Brother Holmes' office and began to write something down. Hallelujah. And the Lord brought to my attention. I've been preaching on the radio for about 20 years. And every day for many years, Monday through Friday. And many times I have had the phone to ring. It was the radio. And I preached on the radio Monday through Friday on the phone. And I've always had something to preach. It just seemed like when that time comes, God fired me up. Praise God. I ain't no big shot, but I brought my briefcase. And it's full of messages. Hallelujah. About anything a man want to preach on. But I feel tonight God's got something special for somebody here in this service.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the Bible, this is a scripture God's given me. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it. Oh, I love that. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. A few days ago, I saw the deaf ears opened, unstopped, healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'd like to see something like that here tonight. I don't know what God's got in store. God can give me a scripture and I'll go. I'll do anything. I'm not embarrassed tonight. I can preach, just name a subject I can preach on it. I'm not trying to be smart. I ain't telling you how good it is, but I can go through it. Hallelujah. But I've learned that we sure need to obey the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to obey the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, the Bible is something that will give us everything that we want. It tells us that God will give us anything that we want. I appreciate that tonight. Hallelujah. Won't you be seated? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I sure come up here tonight to hear from the Lord myself. I have come here tonight to obey the Lord, whatever God would have us to do. Amen. All you musicians, stay up here because we're just getting started up here. Amen. Preacher says we want to have church. We definitely fixing to have it. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Come on, everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Amen. I want you to think just a minute what you want the most. You know, the woman came to Jesus, and she was not even supposed to be there. God was not even supposed to have any dealings with her. And she had a daughter that was real bad sick. And she began to cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. I got a daughter sick. I need a touch from you. The men, the disciples, didn't even want him talking to her. Send her away. But she kept on. Amen. Crying out to him. Falling on him. Amen. He said, it's not right for me to give the meat to the dogs. The bread to the dogs. He made a statement that he had come to the lost house of Israel. That's what he came for to start with. And matter, to be honest with you, that if it's a possibility that if you and I would have been there, we'd have probably got offended and went home hurt if they'd have talked to us like that. But I'm here to tell you tonight that when you get to the place that you need to be in the Holy Ghost and you get desperate, it reminds me, I told the church of the night, it reminds me of a death. I have seen sophisticated people at funerals faint. I've seen them make all over the caskets. Back down our way, we go at these deaths in a big way. We have cookouts and stay up all night and talk and drink coffee. We eat pie. We just have a good time. Hallelujah. You ought to come down sometimes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I've seen them when they lost their daughter, they lost their husband, lost their son, lost their daddy. I've seen them get a hold of them and try to pull them out of the casket.
Hallelujah.
In desperation, I'm here to tell you, you'll do anything. And the reason we don't have everything that we so desperately need is we become pushovers. We allow the Lord to shove us and the devil to shove us and to push us around. Hallelujah. But if it would be as though that we have lost our mama, lost our daddy, and it was everything that we've had. And I've heard them holler, and I didn't even know who they were. And I've stood off, and they would say, God, you can't give me back my mama. I'm here to tell you, they were praying a prayer that almost touched God, even though they were embalmed to bring them back. And if you want something tonight from God, you got to get desperate. And I'm going to tell you this, you can't be nice when you want something from God. You can't be kind and in order when you want something from God. The violent taketh by force. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to get rational.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to get reckless. If you're standing back waiting in line, you won't get nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling like I need to feel. Praise God. Hey, hallelujah. 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 I was at a Walmart here a while back, and they said on aisle so-and-so in a few minutes, we're going to tell you when. If you get there, we're going to give you a discount on ever what you got in the buggy. Hallelujah. The only reason I didn't go up there to that deal, I just got there and didn't have nothing in the buggy. Hallelujah. But I'll assure you that if I'd have had a basket full, there'd have been trouble. I'm telling you, there'd have been trouble somebody getting ahead of me for that line. Some of you lady folks, you've been to sales, and when they got up, they come and say on aisle 17 or 16 or 14, we got a 10-cent sale. Better than that, let me tell you this. We back down our way, we call it the fashion shop, but really it's a rag house. And they call it a truckload shoe sale. And they get a couple ladies, and they get up in the back of a pickup truck that's loaded, heaped up with shoes. And they start off, and as the truck moves, they kick them shoes off. Hallelujah. And if you want to see something, you watch about 25 or 30 of them ladies kind of mixed up a little bit, and one shoe hits, and man, they're not nice. They don't care who it is. Matter of fact, if you're not careful, they'll even shove you and to get the shoe they want. Hallelujah. But then when we come to the house of God, it's, of course, let me tell you something else. Back down our way, we got what they call commodities. And they give commodities away. Hallelujah. And they got that big block of cheese and all that other stuff. And if you don't hurry up and get there and get in line, they'll give out. Well, I'm here to tell you, the old early bird gets the worm, and some of them are going out set and wait and wait and wait. But they want that cheese. You hear me there? Listen, they may not can go to church, but they'll get the next door neighbor to take them down there, and they'll stand up to get that cheese. They say, I can't see because I got these cataracts, but I guarantee you they can see that block of cheese.
Hallelujah. Anybody got any water in this place? I think they got the heat on in here or something. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Couldn't have been better if I'd have practiced for it. Hallelujah. I got 4 or 5 pages of message up there. We could fall back to that, but I love this. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. The Bible said it's better to obey than it is to sacrifice. You do the will of God and something will come out of it. Hallelujah. We have set back too long. You know, sometimes our little curls can get too pretty. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can sit by and we're too graceful in the house of God. Hallelujah. I remember when they came to church on the back of a pulpwood truck, put some chairs on the back of it, And when they got there, I'm telling you, they was dirty because it come down an old dirt road. Hallelujah. I remember many nights going home and Daddy getting a... We got a pan of water and we'd take off Daddy's shoes and socks and wash the dirt rings out from away from his britches legs so they shouted and danced so much they got dusty and dirty. People's got so graceful and kind and sweet and darling, many had to go to church 2 weeks to get a dust ring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I tell you what the deal is, we got too much commodities, too many finance companies, and too many hospitals. Hallelujah. If they're hungry, they know where to go. If they need money, they know where to go. And if they get sick, they know where to go. But I'm here to tell you it is time that we get desperate with God. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. I want what's coming to me. We take people to court over a foot of land. You know I'm telling you the truth. Man, they get in a heated court battle over 1 foot of land, 40 foot long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God wants us to be nice for sure. But I tell you what, He wants us, when we see it, get that blood in our eyes, and we got to have it. Hallelujah. Amen. I look up there at a friend of mine. He's a hunter. Amen. When you hunt, let me get to this coon hunting business. Amen. I used to coon hunt. Man, I tell you the truth, I got to loving it so much. I wanted to go out of church. I really liked to went before church. Really, I'd like to went during church. Now, I know it's old, Lord. But I tell you what, I waited in Bagals. We got Bagals. Bagals is a swamp, water, snakes, every other creeping things. I had boots on. We did get a hip boots. I've been bogged down. You ever been bogged down coon hunting? I've been bogged down. They had to get a hold of my arm. And you know what happened then? I lost my boot in the bog. It never got too bad. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Listen, we heard the beautifulest music that a man could hear to an ear. Old Russ was in there. That's the name of the dog. And we knew he was treed, and we knew there was a coon there. Hallelujah. I love the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? I'm here to tell you it was briars in a way it didn't make no difference. We got in there to where the dogs was because old Ruff wasn't going to leave. Hallelujah. It had already been cold. Hallelujah. Already been cold. And we'd already got a tar. And set it on fire. And we already knew we was black looking. Wasn't no need to go home because we done ate sardines and onions. And our wife sure didn't want to talk to us. Hallelujah. We knew there's a coon down in the woods. And there wasn't going to be nothing to keep us out. But then we come to the house of God in carpet that, man, you could fall down and wouldn't get hurt. Pews with cushions anybody sick could sit on them. God is saying, ask anything in my name and I'll do it. And there'll be sick people when it comes time to pray for them. They'll sit there and say, well, I've been through so many of these things. I know I ain't going to get... You know why you ain't going to get nothing? Because you don't want to wade the bagel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something else. There's something you got to do sometimes to get your healing. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I have never really got anything from God unless I talked to Him and told Him I'd do some things too. He said, come, let us reason together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I am as serious tonight as I've ever been in all of my life. Praise God. I've been looking forward to coming and preaching here at the church. I love this church. I think one of the greatest men in the entire world is the pastor of this church, along with his wife. Amen. Praise God. His wife, his mother. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I feel tonight that God has something extreme special in mind here for the church. I thought about it tonight. Sister Holmes has been sick for some times. I've had a burden for her. And I'm going to tell you something. There should never be a prayer meeting that goes on in your mouth that you don't pray for this great woman. Because I'm going to tell you, after it's all said and done, God's the healer. After it's all said and done, God's the healer. We need to take it by force. Amen. We need to shove the plate back. After all said and done, ask anything and God said, I'll do it. Amen. It's just so simple. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'd like to give a victory testimony tonight. I'm here tonight in the Holy Ghost. I haven't had no problems with no heart problems. Amen. My growth has not bled. Our pus has run out in almost 2 years. I'm just telling you this. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has helped me. Praise God. A few days ago, I got a friend of mine used to come to church when he was a young boy. He's a doctor now. I called him and went down and got checked. Physical examination. And, I guess I got to tell you. Y'all don't mind me telling you this, do you? Amen. And did a blood test of all kinds. Amen. Hey, I'm as healthy as a bull. You hear what I'm telling you? Praise God. You hear me? Amen. My cholesterol is good. My blood is good. I ain't got no sugar. Huh? No. Is that good? I'm talking about my blood pressure. They looked and said, it's good. That woman stuck a thing in my... I didn't even have... wasn't even running no fever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I feel like traveling on. Praise God. Amen. I tell you what I did. The troubles I did have. You remember I preached some years ago, a couple years ago. I appealed it to the higher court. I didn't like the decision that I got. Amen. I didn't like the verdict was handed down to me. Amen. I didn't like the deck of the hand that was dealt out to me. You understand me? I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be a pushover. You don't have to be a pushover. Amen. You don't have to be a pushover. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. My Father owns it all. My Father can do it all. My Father has done it all. Amen. The Bible said that we're the apple of His eye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Found the apple of His eye. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. My Lord, have mercy. Do we have a little boy in the house? Do we have a little boy, a little brave boy, something like my little boy? Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have a little boy in the house? Do we have a little girl in the house? Oh, here's a little girl. Come here, little girl. Hallelujah. Hey, we got child abuse today. Amen. We got men that's... Hallelujah. But you looking at a man here, friend. I am moved. I'm moved when my little boy gets up in my lap. Hallelujah. I wish we had a man big enough I could get up in your lap and show you. Hello, what my little boy does to me. Hello, my little boy gets up in my lap. Oh, I'd like to move that back. Come in, baby. Hold on. My little boy gets me up. Will you pet me? Will you? Will you pet me? Will you pet me? Look how my little boy does me. He rubs my face. He said, I love you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. Man, I start crying, man. Do you hear me? I start crying. Of all them girls I had, they didn't do that.
The little boy, as my baby gets me up and he kisses me, he grabs my face. Do you hear me? I'm here to tell you at that moment, I'd do anything for him. Hallelujah. There has never been a greater love than that God has loved for us, the church. We just got to believe it. Got to believe it. I said we got to believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. We got to believe it to be so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you one thing. I'm a poor man. Kinda. I'm a poor rich man. But I'm going to tell you what, there ain't very much that he has far that I ain't got him. Hallelujah. I was out about 2 o'clock this morning buying him a moped. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You want me to tell you why? Because I'll tell you why. I'm crazy about him. Crazy about him. Thank you, Jesus. Tell you what I've been doing too. Do you want to get something from the Lord tonight? Let's get down to it. You want to get something from the Lord tonight? I tell you what you do. You crawl up in His lap. Holy place. Holy place. And you start stroking His face and saying, I love you, Jesus. Man, I found myself almost a little unworthy tonight. When I went to the prayer rooms, I went all the way back just straight to the holiest of holies. Hallelujah. My. Knelt down between the cherubims. Do you hear me? If you'll do that, and if you'll make love to Him, He said, if you say that you love me and keep not my commandments, you're lying. The truth is not in you. Let me tell you what I've been doing. I've been shooting the ducks. And just let me tell you what I mean when I say that. And I hope you don't get embarrassed with me, Brother Holmes. But I've been shooting the ducks down since about the 11th month of last year to now. Amen. To my knowledge, I've got all the ducks down. And I'm going to explain to you what it is. You know, sometimes you can laugh at things you don't need to laugh at. Sometimes you can do things you really don't need to do. Not that it's wrong, but if you want the good things from God, you just don't need to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you ought to be praying, sometimes you sometimes playing. Hallelujah. And if you really want to get close to God, you got to pray. Hallelujah. If you want to stay. I don't know about you, but I just don't want to be just a mediocre saint. I don't want this old saying, well, if I make it and just hear the doors click behind me. Friend, I'm here to tell you I want to be sitting at the table of the Lord when them doors close. I want a reserved seat. Amen. When I walk in, so to speak, I want to say, hey, Jesus wants you up there to sit with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The ducks. I remember when I was a little boy. Winchester. They'd take a little tube and put bullets down in that little old 22 Winchester, and you give them 25 cents and you got to shoot the ducks. It'd be a little deal of water out there, and little ducks come up on a chain, and you shoot them ducks down. They had little old prizes. You get all the ducks down and you get the prize, and they give you enough bullets to get the ducks down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a challenge. Because them ducks get the moving, boy. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. in your Christian walk with God, when you pray, the Lord, if there's anything in your life, He'll bring it up before you. The little ducks. Now you listen to me now, I'm going to help you. Amen. When them ducks come up, if you don't take your Holy Ghost gun and shoot them down and say, I'll never do it again. And if you live it for God, and them ducks keep coming up, I'm here to tell you, you will not be blessed in your walk with God. That'll be the reason you won't go pray, because you know you're not doing right. The reason you don't measure up 100% is because you know there's too many ducks. The reason some of you don't thank God to hear you is because you got ducks in your life. I'm telling you, I'm shooting a little straight, but I'm telling you. Maybe one duck. If you know there's one thing that you lack it, man, for God to really do for you, you got to kill the duck. A little quiet now, isn't it? A little quiet now, isn't it? Boy, I could get on a bunch of ducks for sure. But I ain't. I'm trying to be nice, sweet tonight. Hallelujah. How many is ever knowing what I'm talking about? How many knows when you get down to pray, a little duck? Just call it the duck from now on. The little ducks come up, and you know you're going to have to quit it to really get in the right place with God. Hey, friend, you need to get in the saddle, because when this horse takes off, if you ain't got a good hope, you're going to get lost. We got troublesome times are coming. We're dealing with spirits. Spirits that this preacher here ain't never had an encounter with them in this church. New deals coming up all the time. Amen. Things hit kids, things hit adults. They get mad over nothing. We've got spirits that get a hold of them. And if you don't shoot the ducks down, there ain't no telling where you'll be next Easter. Hallelujah. The risen Christ, you know, Sunday is what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about rabbits. I'm talking about risen Sunday. Amen. I want to live right. I want to be blessed. Amen. I want to be able to ask. I'll tell you what, there's been a problem here asking and not receiving. I'm going to tell you what. Would you do me a favor? Do you know anything you want? Nothing. Where's your mama at? Oh, she's got you everything. Would you like a doll? Would you like some money? Are you going to repent for lying? Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Anybody got $5 handy here? Boy, we're going to have to get her something. There ain't nothing you want. I'm going to ask you this. If she came to church crying for something. Hey, we got refreshments here tonight. If she was standing outside the door and she was crying, like little hands up now, and you ask her, say, what's wrong, baby? I was hungry and I didn't have no money. What would you men do? Huh? You think you could buy her something? I'll leave. Sister Holmes told me something one time. I don't know if I forgot the story exactly, but she said somebody was praying for a generator, an alternator on a car, it wouldn't charge, and they were got up and testifying about how God touched the generator alternator, and she said God could give you a new car just as easy as He fixed that alternator or generator. You remember that, Sister? Do you believe that, church? Do you believe that? We want a 25-cent raise and we're excited about it. Did you know you could come to boss at that place? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you what. I want something from the Lord. God's a blessing me. He's a helping me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can I give this little, this is not bragging, but can I just say this, Brother Holmes? Praise God. Sister Holmes came down. I've been, to show you this, it's been my desire for the whole time, because Sister Holmes then came down. He told me about Elder A.O. Holmes fasting 21 days. And that's been my desire, to fast 21 days. And I've been on a menu and started a menu 21-day fast. Hallelujah. It's not hard to start one.
Praise God.
My wife says, "What are you doing?" I says, "Well, I'm starting that 21-day fast." Man, and you get to praying and hoping they ask you to eat. Amen. But listen, my dad has been dead 21 years. I've been fasting 21 years. I told God, I said, "God, I'm not getting any younger. I want to fast 21 days. God, did this for me." Listen, I'm up here in the Holy Ghost in the fear of the Lord, scared. Praise God. Amen. I asked God, I said, "God, I want to fast 21 days. And I'm going to tell you, from the start to the finish, not one time did I ever get hungry." You hear it? Hallelujah. Water. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Sister Holmes came down. Thank you, Jesus. She came down and the Lord gave her a recipe for a hot pepper dip. Hallelujah. Mexico Chico. Praise God. What did I eat when I come off my fast? That was a thing that was the best for me. Praise God. Man, I sat down and I ate. I ate greens. We had greens. We had dumplings. We had roast. We had pork roast. And I cooked it too. Pork roast, beef roast. When you get hungry, you'll cook. You can believe that. Amen. You hear me? Amen. I had it. I'm telling you, we had a feast. You hear me? Praise God. And can I tell you, God is so fixed. I may die before I leave here, but I tell you what, I'm well right now. Praise God. Can I tell you, I ain't been sick. Can I tell you something else without anybody hearing us? I ain't even had an upset stomach or nothing in the whole deal. God touched me, give me desire in my heart. I'm telling you, I feel better than I've ever felt. Hey, the night before I ate, can I tell you, when I come out of the prayer rooms, just something said, and I told the Lord, I said, "God, I feel like I could run down to the graveyard, not even be out of breath. I feel like I had that much strength." Hallelujah. 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 I'm telling you, if you want something tonight, could I get a couple, two or three men, come up here. Come here, man. Come here. Come up here. Two or three of you that ain't scared. Amen. Just stand back there. When you stand a little closer. I'm just telling you, when you want, if when you wanting something, you can't go up and say, "Listen, there's $10 left in my church. You mind if I get that? Would you?" Listen, get in here, man, and get them out of here. You understand what I'm talking about? The violent taketh by force. And when you want to get something from God, say, "Sir, listen, my little girl is sick, and if you get time, would you, if there's any way, now I don't want to bother you. Man, that aggravates God. I'm wanting you to learn how to take it." Amen. You just got to get up and say, "Hey, I got to get to where Jesus is." What about the woman with the issue of blood? Listen, I'm telling you, she'd spent all that she had. She spent all that she had. Amen. She just grew worse. And when she heard that Jesus was passing by, she had become so weak that she fell down and began to crawl. And she could see the feet of Jesus as he began to walk. She crawled and made her way. I'm here to tell you, they didn't move out of her way. But she was in desperation. She touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you want to get something from God, whether it be wealth, health, salvation, spirit, Holy Ghost, we got a man seeking for the Holy Ghost back home. I've been passing about 21 years. I ain't never seen nobody come to church and say, "Well, I'd like to have this Holy Ghost y'all talking about it. What do I have to do to receive it?" I'm going to tell you what you got to do to receive it. You got to understand that everything you have is nothing when you come to God. All of your righteousness is but filthy rags. When you come to God, you got to forget about how sweet you've been, how your little cutie curls look. You got to come in desperation from God. You got to say, "God, I'll do anything. Save my soul." Hey man, I got this man. He's trying to get the Holy Ghost saying, and I've already tried to tell him. Sister Holmes knows, she prayed with him. "God, Jesus, if you see fit, save my soul, Lord. Jesus, if you can,
Let me be a part of thy kingdom. He won't never get it. Saying that kind of prayer. I'm on here to tell you, listen, friend, if you, here's the deal. Come on, I'm going to tell you how to get it. Come on now, this is the way you get it now. Listen, friend, I'm going to tell you, say, well, he don't know how to pray. I'm going to tell you what you do. You throw him off in this Arkansas River. You ain't got to say, now listen, all you got to do is holler, help. All you got to do is holler, help. I'm here to tell you, if you throw him in an Arkansas River and he gets caught in some kind of spin, you better believe that he's going to scream and cry, somebody, help me, help me. If there's anybody around, he'll get their attention. The Bible said, they that hung and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Shall be filled with their hunger. If you're going to get the Holy Ghost and be nice, you might as well just stay in your seat. That's right. You got to get down here. If it's necessary, you got to waller like a hog. Hallelujah. You got to jump like a frog. Hallelujah. That's what God wants you to do. Amen. I've seen Sister Holmes get them down our way. Praise God. She'd get the turn. That's the most stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart. Didn't want to do nothing. Just want to stand up. I'll see her. Get up. Hey, I'm here to tell you, you got to get loose. And why? Hey, listen to me. If you was a drowning and they pulled you in, if they had to wrap the rope around your neck, and say, my God, what's going to be worse? Choking to death or drowning? Just as long as they was pulling you out of the water, that's the only thing that matters. Hallelujah. You may not believe it, but it's the truth anyhow. And when you're seeking for the Holy Ghost, and you know everybody's just shoving you, you ain't a dying yet. Hallelujah. The violent taketh by force. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. Man. Praise God. You know, even Brother Holmes told me, he said, leave your Bible in the office. That's what you say. That made my mind up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The violent, take it before us. If you want something, take it before us. Amen. If you want something, take it before us. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. Amen. If you want to get something from God, all you got to do is say, God, it's your death. Hallelujah. Amen. And I promise you, if you do that, praise God. Now listen to me. I'll tell you how I'm going to pray tonight. Praise God. I'm going to go down the line. Tell the Lord tonight, the debt's done been paid. Amen. They tied him to a whipping post. Praise God. Praise God. I'd like for you to play, brother, if you will, just soft, gentle, and continual. Only believe. Praise God. I'm going to come down the line. The pious of this church is going to be right with me. Praise God. It's just obedience. It's just this kind of church service. Praise God. We may just skip around and pray for somebody. We may come to where you are. But I don't want you to get up out of your seat unless you believe that when you come up here, you're going to receive it. Praise God. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost spoke strong to me a few minutes ago. I said, well, God, you hadn't given me nothing. What's the deal? God, I told him, Brother Holmes. As a matter of fact, I come out and went back in and knelt down and cried. I said, God, what am I going to do? Praise God. And I come back out of here and I went back in there and knelt down again. I said, God, they just turned me loose. He said, I give you something when you was on that radio every day. And I could give you something now. And he did. Hallelujah. Praise God. I had a little woman. Brother C.D. Thornton in Lake Charles had a woman, got in a car wreck. A little small woman. I guess she was about 28 years old. Bad hips, bad legs. Affected her back. Couldn't hardly get around. Amen. She came up. Big husband. Young couple. I prayed for her. Amen. That morning I prayed, and the Holy Ghost told me what to do. He said, you go, you pray, and I'll heal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. A few minutes ago, I told Brother Holmes, I said, Brother Holmes, And you just, I'm a country boy. I said, just forget this terminology. I said, Brother Holmes, I'm scared. I said, it's like I'm way off somewhere and I'm by myself. Hallelujah. Man, listen, I depend on the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost ain't with me, I ain't got no rabbit to pull out of no hat. Praise God. But God's here tonight. God's here to move. Prayed for a little girl. Amen. She cried. She said, oh, I feel so much better. I said, you still have pain? She said, oh, yes, I still got the pain, Brother Cox. But I feel the Lord's touched me. He's blessed me. But you know what God told me immediately? He said, you pray and I'll do it. And I told her what God told me. I said, God, I took it by force. Now, here is a person, a hospital woman. You understand me? The preacher. He is sitting up there. He was looking on. Of course, I can understand he'd ought to be looking on. He is up there like this. Praise God, they brought her up there. I said, I took it by force. I said, God, shake her like a dish rag. Now, you know what a dish rag is. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, when the Holy Ghost got through with her, brother. Amen. She was a shouting. Her husband was a weeping and a crying. He was a dancing. Amen. It was like somebody got her by the waist like a little rag doll. Amen. She said, I'm healed. No more hurting. Hey, listen, friend. If you'll believe it tonight and come take it by force. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm here to tell you God's the healer. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to tell you this. I told you this before. I'm going to tell you again. I had that preacher come and sat down in my house, and he told me, he said, Sister Cox, who's going to take this church? And my wife said, I don't quite understand you. And he said, well, he said, who's going to take Brother Cox's place? And she said, what do you mean? He said, well, I was going down the interstate, and the Lord said, go on down there and preach for him, because you won't get the opportunity to preach for him no more. Friend, it was such a shock to me. I couldn't ask one question. Couldn't say nothing. Couldn't do nothing. Had a couple of my kids standing around the couch. They started crying. I disappeared and went upstairs. Didn't hardly go to sleep. To be honest with you, I wasn't even hardly in no condition to pray. Because I knew as a man of God. Hallelujah. The next day I talked to him. I said, hey, tell me what you're talking about. He said, Brother Cox, I feel like you're fixing to die. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. He didn't know it. Amen. But I've been trying to get insurance. I went to Covington. Slidell and got examined. And when I got examined, the doctor and the nurse and another doctor in the room, they saw that growth on me. And they said, we got to take this off immediately. They stood me up in a wall. I ain't never had this done in my life. Stood me up in a wall, and they grew a big old deal in front of me. And took x-rays of my body. And a man came in there, and when it was all over, he said, Mr. Cox, you got something like this all in your chest. And we got to get our x-ray man expert to read this. But we got to make an appointment now for you to get this deal cut off your leg. Hallelujah. They called my house, I believe it was 3 times, wanting me to come back. Amen. I didn't ask them to call me. They called me because they was feared for me. And that preacher didn't know it. And it all happened the same time, see. And I knew God sent him. And I just had to tell you, it scared me. Made me cry. I called you, preacher, and told him. Hallelujah. But I went out to church one night. It was on Monday night prayer meeting. I went out there. I asked God. I said, God, I was praying, walking back and forth the prayer room. I said, would you tell me? Hey, I got desperate. I wasn't talking rude to him, but I got desperate. Would you tell me how I'm supposed to conduct myself? How am I supposed to go out to my church, me knowing what this man's told me? Am I supposed to be a laughing and cutting up and preaching and having a good time? And the Lord, at about 15 minutes of prayer, he brought to my attention of something I read in the newspaper. There was a man sentenced to die in an electric chair
And they give him a stay where he didn't have to be executed. They appealed it to a higher court. And God brought that to my attention. And it was as though he said, if you don't like the verdict, appeal it to the higher court. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. My growth dried up. I feel like I'm a hero. And look, you hear me? I'll tell you what I told him. I said, God, I said, I ain't wanting to die. And I said, and I'm going to tell you something else. And I wasn't talking rough to him. But I tell you what I did tell him. I said, I'm doing as... you hear me? I said, I'm doing as good as you'll ever get in this church. And I said, why do you want to replace somebody that's already doing good? Hey, you hear me, don't you? Hey, you don't get rid of a good hand. You hear me? Hey, that made sense to God, too. He said, come, let us reason together. Hey, I'm doing my best. I'm preaching this truth. I ain't scared of a devil nor a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, when he told me that, ain't nobody else knew what was going on in that prayer room. But I'm here to tell you there was a shindig went on. Praise God. I told my wife, she didn't even know what I was talking about. I said, God told me to appeal it to the high court. And I come preached it the first message and y'all's counting me. Hey, you hear what I'm telling you? I didn't like the... Hey, I don't know if any of y'all ever played poker or maybe even old maid. Hallelujah. But I'd been dealt look like a bad hand. But all of a sudden I said, hey, I don't like that hand. I bowed up like I was, hey, you better do different. Do you hear me? Praise God. Amen. God don't want none of this penny-wenny stuff. Amen. When you want something for the Holy Ghost, you're saying, hey, I've been... What did Hezekiah do? You listen to what he done. He said, I don't like the verdict. Amen. And if you don't like the position and the condition that you're in... I'm going to tell you something. We look like we're going to be here all night long if God don't keep bringing things to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to get over here by this lady. I won't call no names, but she'll know. We had... Hey, God will do anything for you. Now, we had a little woman in church. She was married to a fine man. But he never would hug her neck. That's right. Wouldn't even say, I love you. That's a bad place to get in. I done called my wife twice since I left home. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, I can't hardly stand it, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I said, well, God can handle it. I said, God can handle it. Of course, he didn't have the Holy Ghost too now. And so Sister Holmes, he was trying to get the Holy Ghost. And she said, come out to Brother Cox's house tomorrow night. Do you really want his soul? Yeah. Will you do anything? He said, yeah. She said, well, come out to Brother Cox's tomorrow night before church. I'm going to tell you how quick he got the Holy Ghost. Her and her mama and my wife began to pray. And I was scared because I didn't want them all them women to upset this good man because he had done give me a $100 bail band. Hallelujah. He had done bought me a car. You hear what I'm telling you here? So I didn't want them to upset her. So I started crying and walked to my daughter's bedroom and come back. That don't take long in my house. Hallelujah. And when I come back, he had done got the Holy Ghost. And listen to the next prayer request a few months down the road. That same woman comes back to my wife. And she said, Sister Cox, I need you to pray again. My husband won't leave me alone. Hey, the violence take it by force. He said, you have not because you ask not. Honey, lay it on the altar. If you want something from God, tell him I want it. Praise God. You ain't got to be the broom sweeper where you work. Tell him you want to be the pin pusher. Be the boss man. Hallelujah. You ain't got to receive the $3.85 an hour job. Ask God. Say, hey, I want this. And believe it to happen.
Praise God. If you want to touch on the Holy Ghost tonight, the Lord is here in this place. Come out there. Line up across this front. Amen. And when you get prayed for, amen, give somebody else a place. Amen. Believe in the Lord to heal and move tonight in a miraculous way. Brother Holmes, if you'd come, praise God, only believe. It's all you got to do. Praise God. Hey, wait a minute. Let me just tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you something. Are you sure you want to be healed tonight? Are you sure you believe? Huh? Is that how quick you move on that commodity cheese? Huh? Is it? On aisle 16, we're going to sell the iron. It usually sells for $42, but we're going to let them have the first woman for $3. I'm here to tell you that I've been a head-on collision trying to get to her. And I'm telling you tonight that God sent me. I have did everything in my power to preach to you tonight a message from what I thought that God wanted me to preach. But He never would give it to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I sure didn't have my mind made up. Praise God to preach. And when the pastor said what he said, I told him, I said, God, of course He don't know it, but I said, God, if You want me to do it, let Him say something about it. Huh? And He did. And that was good enough for the realm. Did you hear me? Somebody's got a need tonight. Somebody's going to walk away from Him. Somebody's going to tell the church. Somebody's going to say, I was healed. I got what I wanted from God. God answered my prayer. God gave me that job. God fixed my problem. God helped my boy. God helped my daughter. God saved my wife. Hallelujah. You that don't have the Holy Ghost. Do we have any tonight that don't have the Holy Ghost? Would you like to have it tonight? Just for the laying on of hands, if you'd like to have it, you come and line up here. You that's in desperation tonight, come line up here. Amen. God's going to give out tonight. Fix a single line on the cross where it can get to you easy. Hallelujah.
If you'll only believe, well, only believe, only believe, well, all things are possible if you'll only believe.
devil's a liar. Hey, I'm here to tell you tonight, you take that positive attitude. You tell God you got to have it. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you touch his baby, Lord. You touch him in Jesus' name. In the name of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, you give it to him in your name, Lord. You give it to him in your name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, I shall kahaya. In Jesus' name. Reach up and get it in Jesus' name.
I believe that all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, yes, Lord, I believe.
Your prayer. It's yours. Hey, I rebuke it. I curse it. I bind it in your name. Ask it. Ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you listen to me just a minute? But you know the story was with that woman. She did not get run off. And I want you to listen to me. She did not get run off. God embarrassed her. He humiliated this woman that had the daughter that was in bad shape. He called her a dog. Now, you listen to me. He humiliated her. She tried to talk to him and he wouldn't pay her no attention. And the disciples said something. He turned around and listened to the click, so to speak. But then when it was all over with, he turned back to the woman and said this. He said, because, in other words, you didn't get offended. You stayed right here. You didn't run off a crying. He said, whatever. Woman, whatever you want to ask of me, you just ask it of me and it's yours. You know the reason a lot of us don't get what we need to get? I remember my daddy would whip me sometimes, and it was usually when he come in the evening time, and my mama would tell him something I'd done, and she was putting the food on the table, and he'd take me in the bathroom and whip me. And he'd say, now come on and eat, son. And he would offend me. He would whip me and hurt me. And I would get in my bed and I would pout. Do you hear me? And I would hear him, he said, now come on, baby, come eat. You know daddy didn't want to whip you. I'd say, no. And I'd hear him rattling them forks and knives and sloshing that tea around in that glass.
And I'd almost say and did say, if he'd asked me one more time, I'd go. But I got offended and fell out to sleep. And I went to bed hungry. And I'm telling us tonight, don't get offended if things don't work out the way you think they ought to work out. You just tell the Lord, say, God, I gotta have it. Whatever you want to give it to me, but I gotta have something from you. And I'm here to tell you tonight, as I love my children, as I love my little grandchildren, man, God, He's looking down the night with me. And I see the tears streaming down the faces. And I just told God, I said, God, they looking for something. And said, God, would you give it to us? Hallelujah. The Lord's already spoke. And I know this may not be possible, but I'd like to see the Lord answer every prayer that's here tonight. We got people that's in trouble. They're stressed out, pressured, bill pressured, family pressured, job pressured. Amen. You're down in spirit. Your prayer, it seems like it's a nag when they mention prayer. But I'm here to tell you tonight that you need to say, God, just give me more spirit. Give me more spirit. God, give me a new hand. Let it be dealt to me a different way. I'm here tonight that God will heal you as He's touched my body. Hallelujah. I want you to know I am so excited about it. I am so excited about it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In God's own time, He'll answer prayer. Praise God. Ma'am, you know what the Lord wants you to do? Would you look at me? He wants you to just... Have you ever picked plums off a tree? Sometimes I've picked cotton as a little boy. I don't know why He brought me here to you on this. I picked cotton just playing as a little boy, but sometimes all that cotton's hard to get out of them bows. But I have picked cotton. Amen. He just wants you to reach all your four fingers in there and get in that bow and just pick it out because it's yours for the picking. God said, I don't even know what your deal is, ma'am. But if you just reach it and get it, it's yours. Do you hear me? If you just believe it. Amen. God, you do it. Let her reach it and get it now. Yes, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You give it to her now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, you touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, whatever it takes. God, I ask you, God, to let your perfect will be done. But God, this church needs this woman. God, how else can it come to you? But we're asking it. We're demanding it. God, we ask you, God, to do it. Oh, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, you touch this man. Oh, you touch this man. Give him the backbone that he has to have, God. Embrace him, Jesus. Embrace him, God. Make him strong for the journey. Make him strong for the journey. Put all on his feet. Put all on his feet. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. The rocks are sharp. The hills are high. Put all on his feet. Put all on his feet, God. All things are possible, Lord, I
better reach up your hand to God and believe Him. Oh, God. Oh, I believe God's performing miracles in this building tonight. Oh, believe Him right now. Devil, we're not going to be denied. We're going to have victory. Holy, I see that I am God. I gotta have my healing, Lord. I gotta have my knees bent, my life. I gotta have that lost loved one saved.